Going to go ahead and call us into order. This is the 6th Osage Nation Congress. We are in our HUNCA session. The date is April 9th, 2019. The time is 10:03 a.m. We are on day 14. First agenda item is prayer. I've asked Congressman Bighorst to say the morning prayer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Dear God, Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come to you this morning, dear God, Heavenly Father, in a humble manner. God, Heavenly Father, we're just thankful for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us, dear God, Heavenly Father. As we work through the business of the people, dear God, Heavenly Father, we just ask that you give us compassionate hearts, but physical responsibilities, dear God, Heavenly Father. Dear God, Heavenly Father, I just ask that you look down upon my brother, John Maker, as he is continuing to recover, dear God, Heavenly Father. And as we've said, dear God, Heavenly Father, wrap your angels' wings around all of those that are in mourning, dear God, Heavenly Father. Bless our sick, bless our elderly, bless our children, dear God, Heavenly Father. Bless all those that are here in attendance, dear God, Heavenly Father, and those that are listening. Ask all these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Next is roll call.
Congressman Bighorst.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker. Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
That's you.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Walker.
Here. We have a quorum.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We still have a quorum. Sorry about that, Assistant. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal from yesterday. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to approve the journal from April 8th is presented.
Second.
Motion to approve the journal by Congresswoman Whitehorn. It was seconded by Congressman Bighorst. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no.
Abstain.
One abstention by Congressman Tillman.
Two.
Another abstention from Congresswoman Stabler. Okay, thank you. The journal is approved. Going to move on to reports of select committees. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Good morning, Mr. Speaker, Assistant Chief, members of Congress. The Appropriations Committee met yesterday on a couple of bills. The first one is Bill Number ONCA 1923, an act to amend the Treasury Law 15, ONC Sections 2-301 and 2-321. To add definitions and to establish the appointment of the Investment Oversight Committee and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor of that bill. The final committee action was due pass with amendments. Voting yes were Whitehorn, Bighorst, Edwards, Potts, Goodfox, one absent, Stabler. The next bill we considered was Bill Number ONCA 1924, an act to amend ONCA 1285, the Osage Nation Permanent Fund, to make the investment language consistent with the Treasury law and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor of that bill. The final committee action was due pass with amendments. Voting yes were Whitehorn, Bighorst, Edwards, Potts, Goodfox, one absent, Stabler. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other select committee reports? Congresswoman Pratt.
Good morning, Speaker, members of Congress. The Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met, and we are reporting Bill ONCA 1909, an act to appropriate $523,659 of federal SAMHSA grant funds to the Counseling Center for the Medication-Assisted Treatment Program, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler, co-sponsor Congressman Mason. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed. with 2 yes votes from Pratt and Goodfox. Bill ONCA 1916, an act to insert a new section at 15 ONC section 5107 to require the assistant principal chief or his or her designee to notify the Osage Nation Congress of a board member or commission member resignation within 5 business days and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. The final committee action is due pass as properly and gross with 2 yes votes from Pratt and Goodfox. ONCA 1917, an act to establish a revolving fund for the Pawhuska Village to authorize expenditures out of the fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsors Eli Potts, co-sponsors Paula Stabler, Archie Mason. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 2 yes votes from Pratt and Goodfox. ONCA 1918, an act to establish a revolving fund for the Hominy Village to authorize expenditures out of the fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor Eli Potts, co-sponsors Paula Stabler, Archie Mason. Final committee action due pass as properly engrossed with 2 yes votes, Pratt Goodfox. ONCA 1919, an act to establish a revolving fund for the Gray Horse Village to authorize expenditures out of the fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor Eli Potts, co-sponsors Paula Stabler, Archie Mason. Final committee action due pass as properly engrossed. Yes votes from Pratt and Goodfox. ONCA 1922, an act to amend the summer health program and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is RJ Walker, the co-sponsor is Archie Mason. Final committee action, do pass this properly and gross with yes votes from Pratt and Goodfox. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Those bills will be on tomorrow's agenda on third reading. Any more select committees to report out? Okay, seeing none, we are now on reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Edwards.
Good morning. Government Operations met yesterday on ONCA 1861, which is an act to amend and restate 15 ONC Section 5101 at SEC and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is myself. The date of the meeting yesterday. Final committee action is due pass as a committee substitute with amendments. With yes votes from Edwards, Potts, Pratt, and Whitehorn, 2 absent, Maker and Big Horse. This is the board's bill provisions. Next is ONCA 1874, which is an act to amend and restate the law of the office, the law on the Office of Fiscal and Performance Review 15 ONC Section 1-201 at SEC. Sponsor is myself. Final committee action is due pass with amendments with yes votes from Edwards, Potts, Pratt, and Whitehorn, 2 absent, Maker and Big Horse.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Are there any other standing committees to report out? Okay, seeing none. We're now on introduction of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be introduced? Okay, seeing none. We'll move on to bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you, Speaker. I'm reading in ONCR 1910, a resolution to approve the Osage Nation Election Board rules and regulations governing elections in accordance with the Osage Nation Election Code.
Thank you, Congresswoman. ONCR 1910 is assigned to the Government Operations Committee. Okay, we are now on General Order Day 1, second reading. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Reading ONCA 1926, an act to amend the Osage Nation Membership Act at 21 ONC 1210 and 1303 to limit re-enrollment to minors who have reached the age of 18 years and to adults who are adjudged incompetent or have been appointed a guardian and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, sir. We will move on to General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. We're on ONCA 1857, an act to establish in law a budgetary process governed by the principles of transparency and accountability, defining terms and establishing limitations, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Congresswoman Goodfox.
A Page 6, line 261 and 262, strike lines 261 through 262. And the clerk has one.
Okay, thank you, Congresswoman. Are there any others? I have one. Page 7, line 278, insert the following new paragraph. The Minerals Council, or let me start over, insert the following new paragraph, F. The Minerals Council is exempt from the budget limitations set forth in this section. Are there any other amendments? Congresswoman Edwards?
Don't the amendments need a second? They do.
Second.
Second.
I don't think hers got a second.
Let's go back. My apologies. I had him sitting here in front of me, so. Congresswoman Good Fox proposed her amendment. Is there a second to that amendment?
Page 6, line 261, 262, strike lines 261 through 262.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Okay, I'll reassert my amendment. There you go. Page 7, line 278, insert the following new paragraph. F, the Minerals Council is exempt from the budget limitations set forth in this section. That's in the form of a motion.
Second.
Seconded by Congressman Bighorse. Okay, are there any other amendments? Congresswoman Edwards, do you have an amendment?
Nope, I want to have a motion.
Okay.
Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 1857 on general order day 3 on today's agenda.
Motion dies for lack of a second.
This with you. Okay.
Regardless, I can't second from this seat. Okay. We are now on motions and notices. Congresswoman Edwards.
I have some work papers that have to do with some support documentation for my bills that have gone missing, and I'm hoping that someone inadvertently picked them up. So if you would look through your papers, it seems that someone has seen them. So if you do, would you please put them back on my desk? I need them for my bills. Also, we have a government operations meeting today immediately following session until noon, and also from 2 to 3:30.
Thank you. Congressman Mason.
Health and Social Services will meet at 1 o'clock today.
Thank you, sir. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
The Appropriations Committee will meet from 3:30 to 6 today.
Thank you. Congresswoman Pratt.
I would like to ask Congresswoman Edwards, could you describe the work papers?
They have to do with support documentation for my bill on down payment assistance for tribal members. There's statistics and some policies and procedures. There's also some information that I was collecting on the pay per performance bill that's also up today.
Okay.
And probably some scribbles, notes. There were some notes from meetings that I had with HR that had suggested amendments in them, which brings me to
you have the floor.
I need to request, I understand there's a draft of some amendments or else a bill. I think the chief described it as a team effort to, with respect to the pay for performance or the merit bill. So if I could get a copy, if we as a committee could get a copy of that would probably help us in our in fashioning amendments to that bill. So that's what it is.
Okay. Are there any other motions or notices? Congressman Tillman. Thank you, Second Speaker. Any other motions and notices? Congresswoman Pratt.
I move to adjourn until tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Motion to adjourn until tomorrow at 10 a.m. by Congresswoman Pratt, seconded by Congresswoman Goodfox. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, we are adjourned until tomorrow at 10 a.m.
What time do you want to start?
What time is it right now? 10:30.